you just done.
We were just sat in our Pride and Joy, the Vauxhall Astra, just parked up parallel, and we ended up playing. I'll name that glove box. We managed to narrow it down to our name that glove box in two. Unfortunately, got it wrong because it was the Citroen over there.
What's name that glove box?
Name that glove box. Yeah. Well, there were quite a lot of glove boxes.
A fair selection over there, and we were just trying to identify glove boxes by the make and model of vehicles without seeing the vehicle. So it's quite a complicated competition.
I said Nissan Primera.
Oh, the inside of a glove box.
Let's see this happen.
It's the inside of a glove box.
You get the inside, but what you've got is you've got a couple of full dark circles with a cassette deck in the middle. But that's not normally part of a Citroen. This little rectangular lip and a tan little belly button or clitoris is typical of a Vauxhall Astra.
Or any Vauxhall that you care to mention. Now it's quite a Vauxhall.
Other Vauxhalls are available.
Whereas this is clearly a French model. This is available on all Citroëns, Renaults alike. They all do the double pinch buttons. It's a very similar thing. Usefully too with the handy place to keep your logbook somewhere in there. But
the great thing about this is that you're also able to balance a limb on either of these little cup holders that it comes with.
So would you say the main enjoyment of the dereliction drive-in has been identifying the glove boxes?
Naming that glove box in less than two.
That has been a highlight. However, our inability to pass in this in Primera has been our low light. That's been a real struggle. We've been trying to get past that bastard for fucking hours.
Not one person believes that my other car is a Porsche.